Welcome to the Easy with Francesi podcast. Richard is in the house. He's going to tell us about his training. I've been continuing my cross training. I should be back to jogging soon. Richard, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Damien. I'm good and thanks. Yeah. So, shall I crack on with my updates, which there actually are some this time?
Yeah, do you want to tell us
So,
what you were
yeah.
doing last night quickly? It was very the listeners, I'm sure, be keen to hear about your what you're up to.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky enough to get a ticket to watch Nashville playing Inter Miami in the football or soccer for Americans. So, I watched us lose on penalties. When the goalkeeper missed because it was 11 players taking the penalties. But yeah,
Keeper.
Lionel Messi
So Lionel Messi and the is he sir? Is he
was
a sir? I don't know if he's a sir. David Beckham as well. So good job.
there. David Beckham was in the stadium. Yeah, he was in the stadium. It was quite cool. My voice is gone, definitely. I'm sleep deprived.
Like a true supporter, true fan. And
So.
so do you want to tell us about your last 2 weeks then? What's been
Yeah, I
happening?
do that. Yeah. So it's been good actually. So last time I spoke, I think I'd started this routine of going to the gym and doing a bike ride. So I've continued that. So the framework I've been applying is one day I'll go to the gym and it'll be an hour minimum of exercise, Stairmaster or rowing machine, bike, cross trainer. I just start, my watch just goes until the hour. And then between those days, I do a bike ride. So I've managed to do that. Yesterday, I was the first time I broke that, but I helped a friend move. So I was active for like 4 or 5 hours just moving things. So I was tired. But yeah, so I've been doing about 1 hour to 1 hour and 10 in the gym. So that was Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So every other day for the last 2 weeks. And then I've been going between that. Bike ride, rest day. Bike ride, rest day. So in a 6 day period, I've got 3 times in the gym and 2 times on the bike and the rest. And I'm not feeling exhausted. I'm not feeling bored. I'm getting on the Stairmaster and I'm watching YouTube and I'm watching replays of Marco Pantani. Up, Galibier or Outdoors, whatever it is on YouTube. Put my headphones on and just 28 minutes of highlights. Sometimes it's in Italian and just get stuck in. It's a lot of
Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to cut. I'll come back to training in a second. But Pantini, there's a document.
Pantani,
Pantani, sorry, Pantani.
mate.
There's a documentary on BBC Sounds. They've done a 6 to 8 week episode on here, the life of Pantani.
Pantani.
So
Oh, okay.
yeah, so definitely check it out. I started listening to. I need to finish. And yeah, he's a fascinating character, but. I mean, there's endless. If you just need a bit of imagination, there's endless stuff you can watch the parts of training hours. And so, I guess is the gym quite is it air conditioned? Then you've got decent,
Yes. It's the YMCA gym that's about a 3 or 4 minute bike ride from my house. So I cycle there, not a bike up, get in there, do stuff, come back out. Yeah.
Fantastic, convenient as well, brilliant. Now that's really good to hear that you've found, with the oppressive conditions you've got, I guess you need. Yeah, this is the hopefully will be the path that you can take to get some consistency and not have to battle with the elements.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. And towards the end of this week, I've done a little bit of like conditioning work. So, if I'm finished, if I'm when I'm finishing the Stairmaster, what have you, if I'm not too tired, I do some leg press, I do some upper body stuff, I do some glute stuff. So, it's evolving in a natural way, but I'm happy that I'm consistent and pretty high frequency of exercise. And frankly, walking up steps is a lot easier.
Boom. That's it. Just
Yeah,
sort of, I guess the first thing you want to do is to prove your day-to-day fitness. Just be able to, those things help to facilitate everything else, I guess.
the other thing is in the next 2 weeks, I think I'm going to gradually start doing a little bit of running on the treadmill in those times. So not outside, but just, you know, even if it's just 5, 10 minutes, just transition over and you know, keep this routine. So that's really it. So it's been good the last 2 weeks. Looking forward to the next 2 weeks. And yeah, big difference from months ago, 2 months ago. How about things on your end?
Yeah, no, good stuff, Richard. I've continued my routine of cross training. I've been back at kind of started school last week, so but this coming week's going to be a test of whether I can keep the training going. But it's pretty much the same as I've been doing. I'm aiming for 60 minutes a day, sometimes under, sometimes over. Most days, maybe I'll have a rest day if I feel like I need it. And then half of those sessions are intervals where I just get the heart rate up between 2 and 5 minutes, up to 20 minutes, 25 minutes within a 60 minute block. So again, that passes the time. It just gives me a bit of a more stimulus. The strength is coming on. I think a lot of it that I've lost was activation more than actual strength, so that's coming back. I'm still limited to what I can do with my shoulder, so I can't do a lot of upper body work. There's mainly been a lot of legs. But yeah, it's good. It's good coming on. I want to start kind of gentle plyometrics this next week, to then, to transition the strength to running. May sort of combine some jogging with that as well. But yeah, the Achilles is fine. The tibialis on the left is fine. It seems to be, yeah, coming the right way. And it's the running that will test it. So it's good. It's good. I'm looking forward to, there isn't that much longer left here to run off road because it's just where you can run off road, but it's just running on ice if you have the shoes. So probably I'm aiming to start jogging, running at least by early first or second week of September. So yeah, it's coming on. It's good. It's yeah, I'm in a good place. The training's consistent. I'm eating a bit better now as well, so that helps when I put back at school. I have a proper routine. So yeah, we've just got to get through the running. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We're gonna go into a deep dive training talk. I forgot to mention that at the start. So we're going to discuss how you deal with returning from an injury layoff, and we'll class an injury layoff as more than 3 months. So not a niggle. Something where you'd be off for a significant period of time. So you're injured, and you have to take a period of running and then return to running. And I'll talk about my experience and also those that I've coached. So I mean, the first thing to do is to, if it's an injury, is to ensure that the injury's healed and that you have sought the necessary medical treatment. So that'd be physio. That there may be exercises due to rehab, and it's making sure that you get, if it's one muscle or muscle set of muscles groups, back to a position where you can begin running. It could be that you're able to cross train, so because you cross train during that period as much as you can. I think there is a period when you do get injured when it can be quite demoralizing, and it really depends on your experience and your support network and how long that lasts. I mean, with me, it's 1 or 2 days, and I just get on with it. But I wouldn't say it's grief, but you do lose something. You lose the that formality of training, and also if you had races coming up and targets, they have to be reset. So doing this when I didn't have a coach was kind of a bit of a hit and miss approach, because you're not really bouncing ideas of anyone, you're trying it yourself. And I think athletes generally don't have that overview of their own training. They're a bit too deeply involved. So it's having someone to discuss the best way to plan your training back. And that could be that you start with a couple of jogs, not every other day, with some cross training, and then build that up gradually. But I guess the hardest thing is when to introduce the increase in intensity, which does have a heightened injury risk. When do you start introducing sessions? When do you start racing again? Those are the things that take a bit more planning. And in my experience with coaches or with athletes I coach, is that a conservative approach is often better in the short to medium term. That you, if you can, to do the training alongside enough cross training, you don't lose too much aerobic fitness, but it's that the pounding and the ground, the weight bearing of running that is the hardest thing to build up. And there's a lot of soft tissue and ligaments and part of the cartilage that takes a while to readapt to the stresses of running. So yeah, those are my initial thoughts. I'm sure, Richard, you can find some gaps in my suggestions there.
Well, I think, thanks, Damien. A few things I'm going to do is I'll assume that if someone's been injured for those 3 months, that they've still been doing some cross training, right? That's kind of an assumption. So your body still feels like you can exercise, right? I think that's important. So as an athlete, my experience is I had quite a few series of coming back from injury-esque things. And I think the first piece away from just the mechanics of what you do is what you want to do. So an actual competition, a race, a plan. It's like anything when you are training versus when you come back from injury, there needs to be some sort of directive. And I say that because now I'm effectively coming back from injury, an older athlete, and without a very well-defined plan or even poorly defined plan, it's really hard to see what you should be doing when it comes to running. So without it, I think it's just you're failing. Or at least it's not a robust plan that takes you back to fitness reliably, right? So that's the first thing. And on top of that, definition of what is good and what is a good performance is really thrown out of the window, right? Because you never know what your body's going to do in that time going back. So yeah, that's the first thing, just to sort of set it up. But in terms of what to do, this is again systemic mobility cross training. I'm a big proponent of introduce all the elements that you need gradually and systematically. So let's say somebody's used to doing 2400s or 10 times a K, so pretty high volume stuff. You always have your go-to sessions, or at least the kind of initial sessions you try. Half the volume, if that, right? So 8 times a minute rather than 20 times a minute. More recovery. Lower frequency of running. Also, one thing I'm big on is, let's say you're doing mile reps, you want to do 5 minute reps to tempo because that's where your kind of fitness is. Do it every week for a month. Don't just be patient with that. Obviously you think, oh, I used to do whatever. I used to do 5 minute miles when I was doing this 6 months ago, and you're doing like 5:25s, and it's awful. And you're taking 2.5 minutes, not 1.5 minutes. Never mind. Next week you'll do it, and it'll be you'll be able to recover for those 2.5 minutes. And then next week you're running 5:20s, and next week you're finishing up with a 5:10. And then all of a sudden, after 6 weeks back of doing very, very simple training, it's not the volume you're used to. You're getting the elements back in. You're more familiar with the intensities you've experienced before, and the rest is just filling in the gaps, I think. With, okay, my long run's not going to be a 50-minute, 60-minute run. It's going to be back up to 90, but there's no rush to do that because once the elements are in, the long run, the session, the relative long run, right, relative to the volume you're doing, the short reps, long reps, you don't have to be doing 6 times a mile. You could do 3 times a mile, or you can do 6 times 3 minutes rather, 6 times 5 minutes. Your fitness comes back always quicker than you expect. So I mean, those are my initial thoughts. Like it's a case of saying, to summarize, introduce the elements and maybe 1 to 2 new elements per week. If it's not working out with recovery, slow it down. Have a general kind of idea of where you want to go, maybe add 3 months to that. And there's no need to reach for the volumes, you're reaching for the elements of the training. What do you think, Damien?
Yeah, no, thanks, Richard. Again, like some great examples there of what practical examples of as you said, 6 by mile, you just halve it at least or more. I think the key take from what you said was that the patience, and I think too many times when athletes come back from injury, it's that the need to push, the need to the fear of, oh, if I don't push, I'm not going to improve my fitness. But you made the point of just you can just repeat training for a week or two, you'll get fit by just repeating holding your training because you will just you'll get used to that training, you'll develop your fitness, and it is. Yeah, and I think the more that you have run, the quicker your fitness does come back. But having that strategy, having a plan, having a goal, and it could be a long, medium to short term goal that you have, would help with motivation as well. Do you want to come
Yeah, I'll add one more thing that I think is important is you can't be afraid to race. Obviously, you can be afraid to race, naturally, but I would recommend getting in races. Obviously, your expectations are going to be different, but they're incredible markers for fitness, and I think often they will surprise you because usually you're doing a lot less training when you're coming back from injury, so you're much fresher than you are in the middle of a huge training cycle. So if you're comfortable and confident your body will hold up to a competition, I think it's very reasonable to join them, because also you can be quite a lot freer to just race without the expectations of I need to finish here, I need to finish there. You just go out and get stuck in, and next thing you probably surprise yourself.
The pressure's off, but also a race, even though it's not under your best form, best condition, that is a training stimulus in itself. That as you said is a marker, but that will serve to give you information, but also it's a hard effort that will serve you in the long term. And give you some information, and also just test yourself, keep that competitive edge. I think some people are able to just pull it out, but I think you do need, as well as the psychological, but the physiological element of racing.
The only other thing I would say, and before having a bit of a go back to you on this, is obviously you're doing, not obviously, but often when it comes from injury, you end up doing conditioning work, some kind of rehab, right? I think these are opportunities. Obviously, you learn a lot about your body and some injuries are occurring, but I've been able to change my routine after injuries in a positive way. For example, number one, doing more gym work. That's the obvious one. Number two is actually doing more frequent runs, but of smaller distance. I've changed ways that I've trained because I've seen what's worked for my fitness as well as what's worked for coming back from an injury. There was one particular injury I speak of where I got a knee problem. I had it loads of times, and sometimes it was like end of season stuff. And the coach I had at the time just said, just don't go for runs beyond the point where you feel that discomfort. Just walk home if it starts. And it meant that I was running about 50 minutes maximum for months and months and months. But during this period, I ran personal best for 1500 and 3000 meters. And even then, some of the philosophies that were applied with the same coach beforehand meant that I ran a lot better in different competitions. But it was mediated by I actually was coming back from an injury. And that's what helped me stop being injured. So, yeah.
I must just bring an example of patience, and maybe this is a little bit over the top, but I had a problem with my second metatarsal head on my right foot. I actually had both feet, but I think the one on my right was 9 months. Wasn't able to run. I did a bit of jogging every now and again, and it was just painful. So when I did eventually come back, I had clearance to start jogging from a specialist. I started on 1 minute. I said 1 minute. And I added a minute till I got to, I think, 15 for 2 weeks. Then I started out of, 5 minutes, whatever. But that does sound ludicrous, and it sounds, you imagine the time it could take if you get up to 30 minutes. The second thing is that I think with any injury as well, that you do, it's not an upward linear curve. There is there's going to be some setbacks where you may feel something in your leg again, if it's consuming the muscular injury, where you have to, that needs to be managed. And that again, with a coach and a physio, having that information is it, generally speaking, it's if it's more than 3 out of 10, shouldn't be ignoring it. And like, as you said, like if you're going to run, and you if you do need to walk home, pick a route that is circular, where you do laps, where you don't have to go something out and back, where you're running, do 10 miles back or something. So yes.
Yeah, and I had my experience as a coach as well. You pick up some good points. It's not uncommon to get a stress fracture, right? And sometimes that is a case of you walk and then you run, or you walk and then you stop. I remember working with athletes who came back from some pretty serious injuries where for months of times it was 1 minute run, 2 minute walk. And the challenge with some injuries is that, as you say, you go through the motions to get back and get niggles, and you don't know. You worry about the severity of them, because the sensation is very similar to when it turns into something very serious. That is a very difficult, delicate procedure, and not that I've got any answers for it, but it's the case of it always helps to have a sounding board, because this is about setting the goals as well. Because if you don't feel rushed because of what you're trying to do in the long run, you've got a much better chance of coming through these periods. How you do that is a case by case. When do you just say, right, I'm just going to try it anyway? I'm just going to, does it make sense that I'm still feeling this? No. Okay. But I'm still feeling this pain here. That's when you want to talk to somebody else, maybe. Because sometimes I think it is psychological, but sometimes it really is still there, and a chronic injury occurs. But yeah.
I think we, yeah, we're finished. Yeah, the point there, I was about to say the psychological element of returning from injuries is just as important as the physiological. It's like feeling confident in your body, feeling confident that you can go back to doing what you used to do. There isn't pain there. That's almost that. Once you turn that corner, I think that's a really positive, and it's like a relief. It's like a weight off your shoulder. And I think we've all been there, where it's been just not clicked suddenly, but maybe it's been that week where you just it's got better, and you think, yeah, I'm back now. So, yeah, I think yeah, there were lots of talking points there, and we've discussed them, good examples as well. And hopefully, listeners, that's there. It's been useful, and you've got something from that. Thanks, Richard. I hope that you continue your good training. And thanks for insights, and we'll chat in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much, Damien.
You're welcome. See ya. See. Speak to you soon. Yeah. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.